Yeah, well, these Amish, they're offshoot of them.
Why would they come here?
To buy this cheap land. They, for instance, they think it's cheap now compared to what they sold last fall up there. Because land up there got very high. And they first started coming down buying this land when it was so much cheaper. They'd sell out up there for, you know, a big price and come down and buy this cheaper land, they thought, because it's getting pretty high now. Mm-hmm. There's a place sold out here not long ago, $640 an acre.
$640.
And I remember when you could buy the best land in Knoxville County for not over 50. $25 to $50.
Uh-huh. But even the rich black belt?
Yeah, you could buy it $50 an acre. That was considered a good price for it. Mm-hmm. And these Amish, they're an offshoot of the Amish. In fact, we have three different groups of them right here. Mennonites, but they're three different groups. There's two Mennonite schools here. One group has a school out here on over 45, and another has one, and they have their own churches. I guess they're good citizens, but they're very clannish. They won't take any part in civic affairs. Oh, as I say, they don't want vote, and only marry one another.
In Indiana, they won't drive automobiles, they drive horses and buggies.
Well, that's the old Orthodox Amish.
These will grow, drive automobiles.
Yeah, they are.
They use machinery.
Oh, gosh, yeah. They're very progressive with that. They use all kinds of machinery, tractors, and automobiles, and they're not the Orthodox Amish.
Uh-huh.
Although they're related to them, because I've seen some of those Orthodox Amish come down here to visit them.
I see where the women have these little...
Oh, they all wear that cap, and the men all wear beards.
Beards and plain clothes. So.
Yeah.
Well, that's some sociology and geology.
And another thing, they're hard-working people. They sure do work, I declare. Mm-hmm. And they're good people. If you get in trouble, for instance, if this house were to be burned, there'd be a group of them here in the morning to help you put it back to rights. The motel up here had a fire here some months ago, and next morning there's a group of them up there with the tools and said, "We want to help you." And when they had the Camille on the Gulf Coast, a group of them went down there and worked. Whether you pay them or not, they just want to help, they say.
So while they don't vote or participate in civic affairs, they are. They're willing to give their talent.
Yeah. And they're very religious people, very religious. They have their lay preachers. In fact, one of the best mechanics in town works at the Chevrolet place down here. And when he went to work, he said, "I'll have to have Saturdays off. I can't work on Saturday. I have to prepare my sermons on Saturday." So he don't work on Saturday. He spends Saturday preparing his sermon for the church the next day.
Third unrelated question here, but we talked about cars yesterday. When the first Fords came out, what were they known as?
Tin Lizzes. It so happened my uncle got the first Ford agency in this part of the state, and I worked for him. And at the time we had, well, of course, nobody knew how to drive them, of course, and that's the first thing we had to do, teach somebody to drive. That was my job. They had no front doors. The first ones had no front doors at all. And they had carbide lights on them. And we'd have to take some old fellow been used to driving a pair of horses and try to teach him to drive. And the funny thing, we'd sell some old fellow a car, and I knew it would be hard to teach a young fellow. It's easy to teach, so I'd try to tell him, "Let me teach your son, one of your boys. Oh, no, teach me how to drive this thing." But I'd fool with the old fellow a month or so, and he'd finally give up in disgust. And the young 12 or 15 year old boy on the back seat would jump over and drive right off. "How'd you learn to do that, boy? Papa been watching you for a month and you easy." Ford was very simple driving.
Did they call them T models or model?
Well, they were Model T's, of course, and they got a Tin Lizzie. They called them Tin Lizzies.
I've heard that many people refer to them as T models.